If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Ron Ugly is out. Brandon Scott is in. T. Mill, as I always say, is behind the glass on the ones and twos, y'all. And the Texans, they are on the hunt for interior offensive linemen. They're trying, y'all. They're trying. They got a couple of cats that they brought in, two guards that they brought in that I got to believe are depth pieces, competition pieces, but they can't be the answers to solve the biggest problem in Houston, which is protecting C.J. Stroud. Can't be. Can't be. So we're still on the go here, still on the move. Hopefully Nick Caserio's out there. He's working the phones and trying to get, I'm talking about lock, stock, and barrel starters, plug and play starting guards or centers. I know they're out there. I got to believe they're working on it, whether it's free agency or trade. I got to believe it's happening. There has been one guy. You may say, hey, what the hell are you talking about? Well, let me tell you. There's one guy that's been released, and it's the New England Patriots center, David Andrews. Longtime starting center. Former, by the way, free agent coming out of college. He did it the hard way, baby. He was a captain 8 different times through his 10-year stint in New England. He's a Super Bowl champ. And if you watch him play, he's not one of those guys that's blessed with all the ability in the world and just has all the luxuries that the prototypical NFL offensive linemen have. He's a grinder. He's a dirt bag. He's nasty. And I think this team could use a little bit of that. Eight-time captain, if I said. 8 times you're a captain for a Super Bowl champ, for a team that's won as many Super Bowls as New England. I want some of that in this locker room. Now, he had shoulder surgery. He's recovering from shoulder surgery. So I don't know exactly how healthy he is at this point in time. But B. Scott, I got a handful of questions. One, do you want to play? Two, are you healthy? Can we get you healthy by training camp, right? And then the third and fourth question I got are very, very easy, but it's what it's going to take for it to be an upgrade in Houston. Can you process? Can you communicate? I think the answer to the last two are yes and yes. Does he want to play and is he healthy? I don't know the exact answer to that, but I love the fact that you can connect the dots directly to Cole Popovich, who was in New England, and cross paths with David Andrews. You can connect the dots with Nick Caley, who was in New England, and cross paths with David Andrews. Nick Caserio damn sure knows about David Andrews and the success he's had in his entire story. So, again, I don't know if he's going to play. I don't know if he's going to. The interesting thing to me is why would, if you're David Andrews and you're done and you want to hang it up and you want to retire, why wouldn't you just go to New England and say, hey, man, I want to retire a Patriot. I'm going to get up out of here. Now, there may be some money involved. This may be just the red tape of it all. Like, they have to release him in order to make it make sense on the books and something I'm not aware of. That could very well be. But if he doesn't want to retire, B. Scott, this is an ideal move for the Houston Texans to improve drastically with one dude coming in the building.
So my only other question beyond the four that you presented would be, and I know you probably have a little bit less of a concern about this because of the intangibles, because of the resume, but I do have to ask the question of, what do the tangibles still look like after 10 years, after a major shoulder surgery? Like, the other side of do you still want to play is how well can you still play? And then the next follow-up question to that is, what exactly are you surrounding him with? Because you and I have talked about this, and you've mentioned this as a former player, that like you can get away with your center not being necessarily the biggest, baddest, most talented badass in the world.
Absolutely.
But can he communicate? Can he do some of those other things that you were talking about? And we feel like this guy absolutely can because the receipts are there. But I would still have concerns based off of everything else that we've been talking about, everything else that the Texans have been doing in terms of acquisition, the guys that they're bringing around. It's like, okay, the talent gap got to get filled somewhere. Somewhere. Now, look, if you got five subpar talented guys and they're all, you know, beating, you know, kind of marching to the same drum and that sort of thing, I can get with that. But to me, it's also going to be about not just, you know, David Andrews and his willingness to play, but what is the ability, and then what else are you surrounding him with in terms of talent? Like, going back to the conversation we were having earlier of, like, is Laken Tomlinson and Ed Ingram good enough? Like, probably not, but certainly not if you're talking about maybe a guy who's got more intangible than tangible than a guy like Dave. Yeah. Like, to me, if that's going to be your center, then I need a little bit more impressiveness on your guards. If those guys are going to be your guards, I need to feel better about your tackles. And you know what I mean? Like, the talent gap got to get made up somewhere to me.
There's no doubt that is a big question mark there for the Texans. But when I look at David Andrews, and I'm going to assume that he's healthy, and I'm going to assume that there's some tread left on the tire. I'm going to assume that if he lands with a team. I don't think there's going to be a team that's going to sign him if he can't play. And if that is the case, sign me up for this all day long.
Yeah.
Sign me up for the guy that brings all the intangibles that he brings, and then maybe he, let's say he does struggle a little bit during the year because he is not as good as he was 3 years ago physically, but he still brings everything else to the table, knows how to work around some weaknesses and knows how to communicate and do those things. Like, the value of a center is just, it's far underrated in our business. We don't talk about it enough. I mean, when you talk about the luxury of having, the quarterback and the center knowing each other like the back of their hands, and I'm talking about from the way the ball snapped, the tempo, the spin, the location, the center knowing the flexion of the voice, the ability to fix problems between the center and the quarterback, protection problems, the ability to get you in the right run with a little bit of help from the quarterback or a little bit of help from the center. Those things are just so valuable. When it comes to moving the football, staying ahead of the chains, converting first downs, and boy, if you can find that, which the Texans have not been able to find in several years, if you can find that, man, it's a beautiful thing. And I just, David Andrews, guy with a lot of experience, I would think would understand that and bring quite a bit to this offensive line.
I love the tangibles. The intangibles. I love the intangibles. Bring me the intangibles and the resume and experience that David Andrews has to bring or has to offer to the table, but I would still have some questions about the tangible side of it.
Oh, yeah.
And hopefully, again, like, the experience and, you know, everything around them would be enough to make up for it. But, I also think about, like, a few years ago when they brought in Justin Britt. Justin Britt was somebody who had all the right intangibles and said all the right things and had the experience that I think you like, but the dude just couldn't play no more. He just flat out couldn't play anymore, and you haven't seen him in the league since. I don't think that that's what this would be, but that would be sort of the thing or the thought process that I would guard against.
That's fair, 100%. I just know there's a lot of there. Again, there's it's easy to connect the dots with this guy to Houston, and there's definitely a need in Houston. And again, I do want to reiterate before the day ends, because it's we're only going to talk about the offensive line so many times here, but the thought here of removing Laremy Tunsil from the equation and the priority number one being to protect the quarterback from the inside out, and then you got Ed Ingram and Lakin Thompson, that cannot be the effort that's put forth for D'Amico Ryans or by D'Amico Ryans and by Nick Caserio. It just simply can't. There's got to be more coming down the pike, which I'm sure there is, whether it's via trade or free agency. These are the kind of guys that you're down to now. If you're not going to pay a guy $13 million to be your center, or, you know what I mean, if you're not going to trade for a Joe Tooney out there, how many times has Joe Tooney come on the market? Like, you're going to have to, the longer, it's not that, to me, when we're talking free agency and even trades, it's not, can you find guys? The problem is there's typically more risk associated with it, right? I mean, the guys that are left on the market, a lot of times it's because they're older players, right? It's because they're 33, 34. You look at Brandon Scherff, the guard out of Jacksonville, right? He's 33, 34 years old, maybe even older than that. Well, it's a little bit of risk is going to come when you start dealing with those kind of players. But if you're not going to play a guard, if you're not going to pay a guard, you know, $13, $14, $15 million a year, hey, you got to go with Kevin Zeitler, who goes somewhere for 1 year, $9 million. You know what I mean? You got to take that risk. And I think the Texans, I love that risk. I'll be honest with you. Like, I've been in a locker room with a bunch of older dudes. Now, we were 5-11, so, I mean, take it for what it's worth. But, like, I was in a locker room with Eric Williams at the end of his career. And Eric was hanging on, he was hanging on by a string because he played a pretty physical brand of tackle, and he was still trying to get the job done. But when you look, like, my dude was still setting the tone every day at practice, daring folks to half step.
Yeah.
You know, I played with Larry Allen late in Larry Allen's career. Now, he's obviously, we're talking about a Hall of Famer, all-time great here. We're not talking about Brandon Scherff. But like, the way those guys go about their business to stay in the league for 10, 12 years, and Mark Stepnoski's a great one as well. He was a center when I was with the Cowboys. He played, spent some time here with the Oilers as well, and then came back to the Cowboys. Like, it was, those are the guys to me that you just – Even if they're long in the tooth and late, man, they can bring so much to the table, especially when, again, there's this offensive line group.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Group Skeezy needs some level of Hey boys, let me show y'all how this is done.
Yeah,
they need that in that room because your O-line coach doesn't have it. He's young. I mean, he hadn't earned his stripes yet, and you really don't have anybody right now. Your best players across the board are Titus Howard and hell, a bunch of young dudes. Jarrett Patterson's probably your most experienced, right?
Yeah, I mean, outside of Titus Howard, I mean, yeah. the tough part about this, man, and trying to remake or redo your offensive line in free agency and in the offseason is. Fact is, the best offensive linemen, this is true across the league and players, period, but specifically with offensive linemen, the best ones don't usually become available. because they
well, and when they do, people overpay for them because it's such like Chicago. Like Chicago went out there and got uber aggressive and overpaid for a bunch of guys.
Right. And they're having to capitalize on the fact that those guys are only available because they're too expensive for teams that are having to make business decisions like the Kansas City Chiefs are. But by and large, offensive linemen, you develop them and then you pay them in-house because they – you know, they are hard to get.
Yeah.
They're hard to get.
Yeah, yeah. All right, the Astros, y'all, we had they got a little split squad game going today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.